Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
All right, Mitch, we've got the...
I don't understand. Well, people could just call you during the Kentucky postgame show if they really want to talk to you.
I'll be on tomorrow.
Kareem doesn't screen callers. You can call Kareem and be like, I want to talk Kentucky football, and you can go on there and just crush James.
Call me names. I mean, I'll be on 7:15-ish tomorrow, 267-9680, if you want to call me. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show after Kentucky takes on Alabama, you can call me, and Jason Ince and Justin Jeffries, you can say everything, anything you want to me. I'll probably hang up on you, or maybe dump the call if it's too nasty. But yeah, there's ways to, quote, get at me if you want to. All right, we're getting ready to do the mixtape, and that is, hold on a second. Hightower Men's Clinic. Erectile dysfunction is a serious condition that affects men of all ages. ED can cause anxiety or embarrassment. The condition can be even worse if you suffer from stress, depression, or diabetes. Male sexual health revolves around both physical and psychological components. Guys, get the life you deserve. Hightower Men's Clinic can treat you for your ED or... Peyronie's disease. No shots, creams, or pills. Experience better performance, improved confidence, and a better life. Schedule an appointment today, 690-2800, or at HightowerMensClinic.com. And they are the sponsor to this awesome mixtape that Mitch has teed up for us. So, Mitch, scale of 1 to 10, how you feel?
7.5. Let's head into the weekend. Nice weekend.
All right, let's do it. Head into the weekend on the mixtape. Let's get it rolling.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, Mitch, let's ride into the weekend. Louisville, Syracuse, let's go.
Eastern.
What up?
Y'all got to relax. Y'all got to relax, man. Things are going to be better next year.
Oh, are they? Lawrence, why are you going to be so positive, Lawrence? Keep it going.
That's the best part. It was Brandon's, like, giving out movie suggestions about porno and saying they don't show a lot of It's like, there might be a child. And
you might want to dump that. Yeah, go ahead and dump yourself there real quick. Yeah.
Got it.
You can't say that one.
Damn.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did. Yep, okay. Sure
he
did.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think he can say that.
Process had the word that rhymes with smooch.
I hear a lot of people talking like this team is like far off, and that's to me not the case. Like, they're right there. I don't think
you're
that
an ACC championship for most people. We're talking that in the preseason.
Well, that was ridiculous. That was clearly ridiculous.
Nick Curran, we love you, but come on, man. See, Darren Rogers poked his head in. It's not Churchill Downs next.
No, it's not that
sounds
long,
like, hey,
Mike. No, it's not that long. It is okay. Not.
Yeah, we'll try to get as many in as possible.
You can get a lot in with HightowersBenningClinic.com.
Yeah, we'll try to get as many in as possible.
4-star center Roosevelt Wheeler is making his decision later today. So that would be a really big get for Chris Mack.
That would cheer me up so much, Steve.
Yeah, good for them.
Now, anybody that thinks that the coach needs to be replaced, no disrespect, but I'm just telling you how I feel, are idiots. We got one of the best coaches in the game. He knows the game. He studies the game. He eats, sleeps football.
All right, it's going to happen, Mitch. It's going to piss me off.
Like,
I love it.
This staff. I think Seth's an awesome human being, as everybody thinks that. But it's like, man, you got to be Syracuse. everybody can beat Syracuse. Eastern High School can beat Syracuse. So I know that we can beat Syracuse.
Keep them coming, Mitch.
Scott Satterfield is an incredible head coach.
Incredible.
He's proven it. I think he's a. Great person. I think Dwayne Ledford's a good guy. This whole staff just seems like a staff of really good, solid guys. That, you know, if I had a son, I would want my son to go to U of L and play for Scott Satterfield, because that's the kind of person I would want mentoring him.
I spoke my piece on that.
So they get it down to 6 minutes, and he kicks a field goal on 4th and 9. He's down 54-20. This bleeper's down 54-20. And he kicks a blanting, creaky field goal. Shocking it didn't go wide right.
Right.
Boom, that's a joke. Boom, that's a joke.
That's a great joke. I feel like I need to play a sounder or
something.
Boom,
that's a joke.
That's a good one.
Shocking the game wasn't on OAN.
Yeah.
That blanting, creaky field goal presented by Newsmax.
Yeah.
And the blitz.
And if I have to watch Louisville run speed option to the short side of the field one more time, I'm gonna scream. But here they are trying to come back down 31-17 with just under 2 minutes to go against this Virginia team. And this is, oh my God, they literally just ran speed option to the short side of the field again. So I guess I have to scream. Can we find a scream? Stop doing that! They know you're going to do that.
It's so bad.
I know you're going to do that. I don't know what else to say. I said I would scream. I'm a man of my word.
My favorite in this sound, man. Keep up coming, Mitch. This is great.
Texter just sent me the worst thing. The sun now sets before 5:30 until after Christmas. Oh, no. It's probably until after January 21st. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It
might this be. Is something from LKY. Why would LKY promote that? WLKY has a graphic built. The sun now sets before 5:30 until after Christmas. That LKY, what's wrong with you? People got enough to worry about right now in this COVID era where things are getting shut down, rights are getting taken away. Now you got to remind us something we already know, that it gets dark early. The sun now sets before 5:30 until after Christmas. Go to hell. That's why I'm watching Wave 3.
Oh, Dieter.
I love this coach. This coach is going to be here 10 years. So, I mean, if he doesn't, you know, decide to go to a bigger program, that's how good he's going to be here. This year does not mean anything except for the fact that some of the players are getting more playing time and they are getting better. I think they'll win their last three games. I really do.
It went from win their last six games to win their last three games. This sound brought to you by HightowerMensClinic.com.
I'm buying 3-0 right now. I'm trying to catch it early while there's still a whole bunch of doubt. I think they're going to hold it. Not only are they going to hold it together, they're getting better in practice. My Louisville football team is going 3-0. That's my stock buy for the next 3 weeks, Steve. I'm in early.
Oh my God,
that's pretty good. I'm going to say I'm going to stay somewhere around you. But I'm buying Dre Davis as maybe the most impressive performer in the MTE.
No one knew his name 3 days ago. They didn't know who he was.
Can't go for 3 weeks, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not shutting anything down. I'm just going to shut everything down. That's what happened at
4:30
yesterday, taking 20 damn minutes to give us the oral history of the virus in Kentucky.
Right.
We got it, bro. Just tell us what you're shutting down. You and Dr. Stack and his mask on in his house.
That last part kills me.
It works when you put it closer
yes,
to your
yes,
face.
Yes, yes. Apparently.
Yes.
Oh. Each time I've actually giggled because it, like, it hurt, but it tickled, and then my eyes started watering, and I just
that's
was like,
what I remember mine. It was like when you're in a pool. That's what Jamie described it that way, and of course, described it perfectly.
That's so out of context, but it's so perfect.
Texas says, Andy, get to it. Ask Coop about the woman he's caking with on social media. We need to get to that, Coop. Do you have a lady friend over there in Greece?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you're taking pictures with girls
this
and
blonde girl.
Yeah, and
well,
we love
two
it.
Two different ones.
Oh,
well, they're sisters.
Oh boy.
Oh man. Oh, Andy just went under his desk.
Oh Lord, take me now.
Coop getting it done in Greece. Not anymore though.
He is a tyrant. I
do not understand how he can justify what he has done. And every person in the Commonwealth should be very upset and a little scared, and not scared, but disturbed, bothered, that he holds and wields this power.
Scared and disturbed.
I will never be so glad to see the back of Twinkletoes Wilson's head and his Twitter mama. Go take him with, take her with you, and take AJ Rose by the hand, and all three of y'all go out the back door. I'll be so glad to see the back of all their heads. I could scream.
Our guy Ron bringing the heat on Terry Wilson made Jason Nance mad. Keep it rolling here on ESPN 680, 105.7, the mixtape.
Well, Ennis wants it.
This year sucks. Like, this year just sucks.
Yeah, it does.
You tuck it in?
Yeah.
Little tuck?
Little tuck.
You ever tuck it in, then go stand in front of the mirror?
He uses the cheap shampoo instead of, like, the real deal AG hair care products.
Again, you don't. You now, like, you go to her to get your hair cut. You go to Supercuts.
No, I.
Again, you try to get $7 haircut.
I have a girl now that I go to.
He got
a stylist.
Vito, what do you mean?
I do. I don't go to Supercuts anymore. She's in Floyd County. I cringe. Oh God. You're probably gonna go 0-3. I'm sorry. You're probably going to go 0-3. I'm sorry.
We got to be you. We got to be you.
Dwayne Ledford taking a page out of my book. Quit taking my spot, Dwayne.
Yeah, you know, God, I can't wait to get in there. Yeah,
I've been in there once.
Be comfortable enough to tell a man you love him.
Can Mitch talk about third baseman if he's never been there?
I am completely honest. I don't even know what third base is on the spectrum of what, you know, what it is. I know what first base is. I know what second base is. I know what going home is. But I have no idea what third base is.
I think I'm actually with him. I was scared where this is. I'm scared where this is. I'm scared where we took it. But I think I agree with him.
HightowerMensClinic.com.
I'm really good at getting people on the right mattress quickly and the first time.
Whoa.
Opt-outers whine about doing their best. Winners go home and bleep the prom queen. Yes.
In Kroger yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw a guy in the welder mask.
Yes.
And saw a guy for the first time cut up underwear.
You saw one of those?
Yeah, and this is a guy. I was not in a spot to take a picture. Otherwise, I would have.
Right.
But this guy, there's no doubt, does not believe in the virus. Like any of that. Like, there's no doubt. I looked at that guy with a piece of a draw hanging off of his lip, and I go, I know everything about that guy's life.
Yes, everything.
Women don't like him, okay?
People don't
like him. He's got 19 MAGA cutoffs at home that he rotates like Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah.
That is Ernest. A musty, musty reference.
Ernest goes to jail. Best Ernest movie ever.
I was knee deep in both of those.
Yeah, I was thinking
Joe Girth's happy about, though, by the way, the Curry. He's happy things are shut down because that's what Joe Girth does. He's happy things are
shut down and
shames everybody else. So you can, I can't access.
But Joe goes.
Thank God. I can't. Just don't even get me
started. But hey, let's go on a march.
Just don't even
get Let's me do started. A march,
just
guys.
Don't get
let's
me started.
Let's do that. Let's
blank.
Because you weren't really tight. You don't want to have like a lot of looseness.
Say, go ahead, Johnson. Get in there.
It was eyebrow poppingly long.
See Rummage walk around the Milwaukee
you
Bucks
spray
head.
Him. Yeah,
just spray
absolutely.
Right in the face. Stop. Bad. Get the deer pee. Get the deer pee squirt bottle when he comes in with that hat. Bad Rummage.
Mitch, you're a hunter. You're a hunter and gatherer. You're from a family of hunters and from a family of gatherers.
Yes.
I want you to get deer urine in here next week.
Yeah.
And if anyone comes in here, if Rummage walks in here with a fear of the deer.
I reach out to my guy.
There, you got a urine guy. He's getting urine. Do you understand that?
He's got a pee guy.
Malik Cunningham, that's a problem when he's fumbling and throwing the pick six. Like, you can't blame that on Javion Hawkins and Tutu Atwell being out.
I think you can.
We just disagree on that then.
Boy, Phil Baker tried to battle Nick Kern. And
turnovers have been killer. Absolutely.
At some point, you've got to stop doing it, even when you're shorthanded, and there's no excuses for it, even with JV and Hodge.
Yesterday, there is. I'm sorry, no. But yesterday, there is. There is. You've got a guy that has to make every play.
I mean, I just think overall, somehow, some way, Louisville has taken this massive step back, and I think this is a...
That's where I disagree. I don't think they've taken a massive step back. They're not that far off.
Wins and loss columns is what it comes down to, man.
But they're not... Like, they could have won a lot of the games. Like, you guys are saying the same thing. Oh. They haven't won, but that's where I see this differently from you guys, I think. I see them as having elevated their games in a lot of instances.
God bless Nick Curran. Keep them coming.
Yesterday, they're without still a couple of key defensive guys, got guys back at the last second, and were without their two most important offensive players, and didn't get blown out. I mean, I know Virginia was a 2-4 team going into the game, but
that's the point.
I don't know.
Terrible on defense, man.
I can see that they have sort of to me, you could have seen blowouts in all those games, and you didn't.
Phil, they're terrible on defense, man.
I'm PO'd, but I give Sat a pass on this year.
Oh, no,
they're staring right in the puss being 3-6. They're staring right in the puss being 3-6.
God bless you.
What have you learned from the time you've spent playing with Rajon Rondo and the like?
I learned a lot.
I hate laughing at that, I do.
What's happening? Are you on FaceTime? Hey! How about that?
Cal.
Knickerbocker. Who's that New York Knickerbocker? Hey, I gotta hear, where's Auntie? Is she screaming? Where? Hey! How about our first round draft pick?
Cal was on it, man. He was on it.
You know, everybody's gotta protect the booty hole after a nice solid poo, so I understand.
What?
I've never done one myself. And the third
give you the
one
stick
was...
and just tell you to jam it up there.
What the hell was that?
The massager thing I have to keep in the proper place or
put that on the mixtape.
Purpose.
The V show, ladies and gentlemen.
The impale me section, but that could be taken so many different ways.
I would like to see them take a good look at the length of that break, whether it's necessary to be as long as it is. If right. What Jeff Goodman reported.
Jeff Gordon, not Jeff Goodman.
Like, you can bus over Moorhead or Murray or mm-hmm. Bellarmine or Bellarmine, whoever. Yeah. You can
Bellarmine.
It boils down to one play, and Mark Link Baker called it right. 2 yards from the 5th-yard line, and you go for it. That was a Ron Cooper call. That would what Ron Cooper would do. This I see this in the coaching staff. They are the next version of Ron Cooper.
That ain't good, man.
Victor says Demi Diener is back again. Liberal is scared to go into the grocery. What are you? What? People like, what are you talking about? You got the wrong side of the aisle there, brother. This world is so stupid.
To think I was
in.
Over here like, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. You know, Drew's being responsible about the grocery store, and somebody else is like, ah.
Yeah, people like you are the country's trying to open again. No, I'm going to follow the law, dumbass. That's what I'm going to do.
You can't win with these people, man.
No.
You're either.
If I don't have my MAGA hat on for you, it's not good enough. Jackass. Jesus.
I've had that happen to me before, too, where like a guy's like, oh, you're cool. Let's hang out sometime.
She knows that when Louisville or Kentucky's on, that I isolate myself.
Oh, please.
And I watch the games. I listen to the post-game show, and I drink when I do it.
Oh, please.
That is, it's exactly what happens.
Please.
That's honestly what happens.
You're going to isolate yourself from your family?
I go to my, what I call my man room, but it's not really a man cave. I go down, I watch the games, and they know, like,
Dad. Is it a basement?
Dad's working. Yes.
Dad's working? That's not what they think. Well, wait. Mitch. Mitch, we just found something out about Strieble. Strieble is using the show to disappear from his family, chug bourbon, and they believe he's working on Friday night at 7 o'clock when Louisville and Syracuse play.
100%.
That's what I did. You have fooled your wife. Good for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen tonight here in about an hour.
The Peanuts Christmas. The Peanuts Christmas.
The what? Christmas biscuits?
We're pulling hard, man. Really? We're pulling hard.
We're really pulling hard. Do what you want. If you're happy about it, if you're sad about it, whatever. Doesn't matter. The election is over. I'm sorry. All these appeals and all this other stuff. I don't believe the result is going to change. I believe that Joe Biden is going to be the president.
We'll take a hearty break here. So go get some tea. Take care of the pipes.
It'd be sad if this is the start of COVID. Like, could it start this way? If you've had COVID out there, could it start like you're just having a cold?
Don't even.
Should I be worried or not?
Bob.
Y'all need to quit sugarcoating this mess, okay? Yeah, he's going to the league, blah, blah, blah. Y'all act like him quitting football is going to make COVID disappear, okay? That dude can go out tomorrow, and yeah, he don't have to be at practice no more. He's going to go meet some little girl somewhere. Guess what? He still might get the daggone corona.
I don't think he cares about corona, Nate. Like, you're talking about COVID. I don't think he gives a crap about COVID. I don't think COVID's involved.
But you're saying, you know, you guys are, and look, I'm always right on. You guys are like me, you're homers. Okay. And that's why I love this show so much, because I don't have to hear no other crap. That's why I like listening to this show. But I'm going to tell you. There's a certain point, man. I'm gonna tell you right now. You know, sitting there, I've been on some teams. We didn't win a game all season. You know, I wanted to quit on some stuff. You know why? My old man wouldn't let me quit. You know, you sign up to play ball, you're gonna play the whole damn season.
Caller Nate sounds like what Louisville fans think all Kentucky fans sound like when he talks.
Kendrick, I promise at some point we will talk about sports, but I've got another non-sports related question for you here on the V Show on ESPN 680 105.7. This is completely left field. I have to ask you, do you know who James Strieble is?
I know the name. I see him on Twitter. I hear you guys talk about him, but I've never actually met him.
Kendrick Haskins not knowing who I am the day after I did a podcast with him hurt.
Do you remember which guy James Strieble was?
Yeah.
Lies.
That might be replayed a lot. If Andy's listening, and I have a feeling he is, so.
Right, Andy's always listening.
Damn right.
He just hit the hole so fast. Yeah. I mean, like, he hits it hard.
Steve, Brian, we're counting our current roster and all the signees.
Oh, no.
How many of them will wear an NBA uniform? Not a G League uniform. Not will go pro. How many of the current roster and the guys signed to play will wear an NBA roster?
Okay, I have pretty basic for me. David, Sam, Dre Davis, Trainer, let me see, Mike James, Wheeler. I'll go there as guys.
If we get seven guys off this list to go to the NBA, that'll be the most we've ever had. So I'm going to go with three guys on the current roster. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Withers, Johnson, and I'm holding out hope that Samuel Williamson makes a jump.
I think L. Ellis is going to put on an NBA uniform.
I fought that one.
I'll go with that one, too.
Yeah, I fought that one myself.
I think L. Ellis is going to put on a uniform.
They make me be mean, Darren Rodgers. They make me do it. I don't want to do it. They make me do it.
He goes, there's no LeBron James in this class.
Yeah.
Well, okay, there's not a top five player of all time in the draft. Okay, most drafts are like that, Jay. Well, thank you. Yes.
God,
one of the toughest conferences.
Maybe a man makes
look so confused. Everything, he always just looks confused.
He makes you want to kick something. It's like, are you really on television saying these stupid things over and over, and you're supposed to put the Duke? What are you doing? Do you have a radio in the morning? Like, how stupid are you?
Like, Baker is literally kicking air.
Like, he's so dumb. Like, he is dumb, dumb, dumb.
Blank.
Oof. And I'm going to leave you guys with this. Any head coach who wears a visor in the wintertime is a douchebag. I'll let you, boy.
Jimmy!
Picks 20 through 29. Because I do mean it. You remember, Danny Ainge was at Boston College when Jordan tore him up, right?
Yeah.
You remember because he left early. He was sitting right on the court. He would never get past 30.
He went 45.
I saw that pick, and I acted to myself like they're bringing him in to start at the two spot and relieve Greek Freak of pressure.
You don't draft dudes at 45 to start.
Louisville fans,
here we go.
Welcome
Mitch.
Back to reality. You had your one season in the sun where you thought you had something with Scott Satterfield. Now you're back. You went from 2-2-10 to we've got some. We're back, baby. We're going to be the thick of the ACC, and we're going to Charlotte. And you're back to a 2-win season. Congratulations. Stick your nose up at Joy Gatewood some more and see where that gets you. Welcome back to the trash can. Welcome back. welcome back to waste management. Welcome back to waste management. Put on your waste management orange vest. And welcome back.
Truth.
But you have Alabama coming up and then Florida after that and then end the season with South Carolina. I mean, we're looking at a 3-7 football team. And, it's depressing.
ESPN 680, 105.7 The Take. Mitchell Hannigan, James Strebel.
Couple of news here as we are news. About an hour from kickoff. Louisville wide receiver Tutu Atwell is available to play today. The only player that is not available for Louisville tonight is Marshawn Ford.
So okay, there you go. Tutu Atwell's playing. All right, there you go, Cards fans.
I went in just a little bit why Megan Trainor won't have sex with husband Daryl Sabara while pregnant.
He is Neil Greenberg of the Washington Post. Excuse me.
But I'm a wins and loss guy. I'll take the win. So you don't get to say, Strebel, you see, you've been Sweeney's whipping boy too long. He's got you trained now.
Ron.
Can't spit it out.
Ooh.
Can we hold on to the ball? I think that's an obvious one. That's probably, we're probably 6-2 if we don't turn the ball over this year, if we have a better ratio.
All right, Mitch, how many we have left? We got Darren Rogers and Inside Churchill Downs coming up next here on ESPN 680 105.7. We got 4 or 5 left. Let's roll them out. Let's do it.
If you all get hard up tomorrow for some stuff to talk about in the show, in tonight's draft, look how ugly some of these guys are. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for money, those ball guys wouldn't have any women, period. You watch it. Mark my words. These are some of the ugliest men I've ever seen in my life in this year's draft.
Good God, man. Jeez.
Again, I'm not saying this to be negative, but Louisville will most likely lose to Wisconsin.
Yes.
They'll most likely lose to the team up the road.
They'll definitely lose to the team up the road.
But I think in the ACC, there is a way for the Cards to start 7 or 8-0.
Oh, I believe it. I think the schedule stacks up that way. We went over that last week.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're no.
And I am a basketball junkie, and I do think Prairie View A&M is a good team, and I have watched them the past couple of years. They're a tough little squad, and they're going to give Louisville some fits.
If Prairie View A&M gives you fits, you're not going 8-0 to start the SEC.
Because once again, turnovers are costing you in these ball games, and at some point, it comes down to accountability, and you eventually have to come out and say, look, we got to hold these guys more accountable. I've got to be more accountable. I want to see Satterfield just be pissed off. Be pissed off, because you should be. Your team's not good. That's my take.
Good luck, man. To Jordan Wara tonight.
Good luck, man. Pops, and congrats to Pops and Moms Wara. You raised a fantastic child, a fantastic young man.
I agree.
And you should be credited tonight as much as he is credited to. So congratulations to the whole Wara family.
Do we wish luck to Jay Scrub?
As always.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck, Jay Scrub.
All right, our last one's coming up. I'm James Strebel. Thank you to Mitchell Hannigan for the take today, the mixtape. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the all the programming, cats and cards this weekend. Darren Rogers and Inside Churchill and Downs is next. I'm James Strebel. Have a good weekend.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh. Give me the back door.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.